Praise the Lord, everyone, and thank you for tuning in one more time. This is lesson two of the Signs of the Time series, and also a continuation of the pre-tribulation period. In lesson one, there were two things mentioned in regards to biblical prophecy, which is essential to understanding the Word of God. Number one, the center of all prophecy is Israel. And number two, the Lord has a divine destiny for his people, be it Israel or the church. And one of the last things that we talked about in closing was the worldwide dispersion of the Jews, which was a prophecy that came to pass. 10 of the tribes, which represented the northern kingdom, was led into captivity by the Assyrians in 722 BC. As mentioned, they never returned from captivity, but were scattered from one end of the earth even to the other. And the Assyrians filled the northern kingdom with people from other lands. The southern kingdom, which consisted of the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, was carried away into Babylon around 587 BC. After 70 years, a remnant did return to Jerusalem. They were there for many generations, and once again the population began to grow. But in AD 70, the Romans destroyed Jerusalem, and the southern kingdom, also known as the Kingdom of Judah, were also dispersed and scattered throughout all nations. It was also established in Lesson 1 that the Jewish people who were represented in Jerusalem during the time of Christ were descendants of the remnant of Judah that returned from captivity. This was the generation that rejected the hope of Israel. And not only were they displaced, but as a whole, the entire nation is spiritually blind until this day as a result of their rejection of Christ. They are judicially blind and will remain in this state until the Lord removes the veil from their eyes. When you think about it, how the worldwide dispersion affected the Jewish people, one thing I like to point out is that the knowledge of which of the 12 tribes they belonged to was lost. On another note, they did not lose their connection or desire to return to the land of promise. In studying Jewish history, we find that the Jews suffered much persecution at the hands of Gentile nations to which they were scattered. Their history speaks of a long series of indignities, brutalities, massacres, and expulsions. One of the most hateful and despicable display of anti-Semitism was carried out by Adolf Hitler. He was a ruthless German dictator who was responsible for the slaughter of 6 million Jews. This very dark period in Jewish history is known as the Greatest Holocaust, in which one man, determined to extinguish an entire race because he felt they had no right to exist. But no man has the power to kill what God ordained to live. Israel may have fallen out of favor with God, but they were still his chosen. They may have fallen, but would not be utterly cast down. A key biblical prophecy that must be fulfilled prior to the tribulation period is the regathering of the Jews in Israel. The Lord said in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 24, "For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land." Here is where he announced the future restoration of the nation. And in Ezekiel chapter 37, the Lord gave the prophet a vision of a valley that was full of dry bones. He asked Ezekiel, "Can these bones live?" And in verses 11 through 14, it reads, "Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord." This prophecy was fulfilled in 1948 when the state of Israel was born. How was this prophecy fulfilled? A movement began from 1897 to 1948, known as Zionism. Zionism, as defined, is an international movement that supports the establishment of a Jewish nation or religious community in Palestine, and later for the support of modern Israel. They were instrumentally used to bring to pass God's divine plan of restoring his people and to also set the stage for the future tribulation period. Because the Zionists established a basis for a Jewish homeland, it initiated the migration of Jews back to Palestine. Thousands upon thousands moved from Germany, Russia, Poland, and Central Europe, which culminated with the Jewish statehood being realized in 1948. And Jews have been returning to their homeland since then. So in the vision which the Lord showed Ezekiel, the scattered bones came together, bone to his bone. The man of God saw the sinews and the flesh come upon the bones, and the skin covered them. He saw God breathe life into the whole house of Israel, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. In 1948, that which was dead was brought back to life. And as you will often hear me say, there are stages that has to be set before future prophecies can be fulfilled. The regathering of the Jews is a key event that had to happen. If not, none of the prophecies regarding the tribulation period or the great tribulation period will make sense. At this time, the Jews are unconverted and in unbelief, but the time will come when the Lord bring them into their land that he gave to their fathers, that the conversion of the Jews will happen. The Lord said, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will give you an heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. These scriptures are found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verses 25 through 27. But the conversion will not happen until after they are judged. Ezekiel chapter 30, verses 4 through 7, and Daniel chapter 12 and 1 speaks of the time of Jacob's trouble, which has nothing to do with the church. There will be a time of trouble in Israel that the Jews have never as of yet had to experience. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 reads, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. In their distress, the whole nation will begin to call on the name of the Lord. The veil will then be lifted from their eyes, and Israel shall be saved. Their conversion will take place during the great tribulation period. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7 reads, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. These prophecies pertaining to Israel are yet futuristic, but it is important for us to understand the significance of 1948 because it set the stage for what is to come. In Paul's writings in the book of Romans, chapter 10 and 11, he talks about the failures of Israel to grasp hold of the promises because of their unbelief. Israel's unbelief is the Gentiles' opportunity. The Lord spoke concerning us through Moses, saying, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. He spoke concerning us through Isaiah, saying, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. The gospel of the kingdom was first preached to the Jews. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But his chosen sought it not by faith, nor would they hear. So as a result, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. The scripture reads in Romans 11:11, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. Romans 11:1 reads, I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. The Apostle Paul pointed out in Romans 11:7, that Israel have not obtained that which he seek for, but the election have obtained it, and the rest were blinded. So again, national Israel is judicially blinded. Yet there is a remnant according to election that was set apart by God, and they are a spiritual people. So spiritual Israel is still finding salvation. Paul warns the Gentiles not to be high-minded or boastful against the natural branch the natural branches that were broken, meaning the Jews. He said in Romans 11:22, for if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare thee not. Israel is judicially broken off from the olive tree, but they will be grafted in again. In Romans 11:26-27, it declares, and so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. And when shall he take away their sins? In the time of Jacob's trouble, when they acknowledge Jesus as Messiah and repent. In closing, the church and Israel both have a divine destiny. As Dr. Scofield wrote in his writings, the Christians is of the heavenly seed of Abraham and partakes of the spiritual blessings of the Abrahamic covenant. But Israel, as a nation, always has its own place and is yet to have its greatest exaltation as the earthly people of God. And so I'm going to conclude here, and we'll continue on the next lesson on the signs of the time, and we're going to be discussing the rapture, which is also something that will happen before the tribulation period. It is very significant for people to have a working knowledge concerning what the Bible says regarding the last days. And it's sad but true, many people are not paying attention, selfishly absorbed in their own life, and not paying attention to the signs of the times. And for this reason, I determined to expound on some of the things that the Word of God says. But as I always encourage every listener to do, is to take time out to study the Word of God for yourselves. Read it for yourself. Search the Scriptures for yourselves. And when you do that, perhaps the Lord will open up your spiritual understanding so that you will know how to govern yourselves in such a time as this. Jesus is soon to come, and these particular teachings are weighty, and it's a serious matter that should cause you to search your soul and ask yourself, where do you want to spend eternity? And so my prayer is that through these lessons, something will wake up within each and every listener who may be saved, some may be unsaved, but to make up in your mind that you're going to take the Word of God seriously, take your salvation seriously, because the time is at hand. So again, I'm going to conclude here, and we'll continue on with Signs of the Times, Lesson 3, and we're going to talk about the rapture. God bless you, and amen.